Welcome back to Master Your Mindset Podcast, episode 142.
What's up, fam? In this one, we're talking about how to create internal trust with yourself. Let's go. What's up, T-Money?
What's up?
Man, we're live, dude.
We're live. We're back.
We're in Seattle, yeah. Downtown. Got a nice little office here looking at the sound, looking at some buildings. But it's good to see you, man. How are you?
I'm great.
Doing good?
Doing real good.
I love it. Yeah, well, we're talking today, listeners. Thank you for tuning in. We appreciate your support. We're talking about trust.
Huge.
How to cultivate trust within yourself. So if you're listening to this on your jog, in the car, doing dishes, whatever you're doing, do you trust yourself? Do you trust yourself to execute? Do you trust yourself that you have the mental skills to figure it out? Because I believe that really confidence isn't, I know, when confidence is, I can figure it out. Mm-hmm. The greatest resource is resourcefulness. Mm-hmm. So in this quick episode, team, we're going to give you three ways to cultivate trust within yourself. So maybe pick a point in your life, pick a topic of your life you want to get better at. The last series we talked about confidence. This is going to add another layer to confidence by creating that trust within yourself. Mm. All right, T-Money, now just tell me, if you trust somebody, what do you need from them? What do you need to see from them for you to trust them?
I think that, like, they trust me and that, like, I can count on them to do something for me.
You can count on them. I love that. So how do you trust other people? Is they do what they say they're going to do. Mm. So how do you trust yourself? Is you do what you say you're going to do. Those commitments you make, the things you write down, the things you verbalize, do you do them? So the first mental drill we're going to do with you today to cultivate trust within yourself. In the Mind Gym, we're not theory-based. We're execution, application-based, baby. So how is your say-do ratio? I learned this from one of my buddies, Graham, who is a VP at Salesforce. He's like, Colin, to what it create trust for yourself is have a breakdown is, what's your say-do ratio? The things that you say, do you do them? Well, I'm going to work out tomorrow. Did you do it?
Yeah.
I'm going to stop eating carbs for a week. Did you do it? Mm-hmm. You know, I'm going to have that hard conversation. Did you do it?
Right.
So a way to trust yourself is you do what you say you're going to do. That's step one. Step number two in this process, these are drills you can do to cultivate more trust, the mental skill of trust, is to do something difficult every day.
Huge.
Do something hard.
Yeah. Push yourself.
Do something that makes you uncomfortable. Growth and comfort zones cannot coexist. So I've been telling people this. Say, easy is a trap.
Yeah.
Easy is a trap because a sailor does not wish for calm waters to improve his or her skills. They ask for rough waters to improve and enhance those skills. Mm. Easy is a trap. And if you help a chick hatch out of an egg, if you help open the egg from the outside in, that chick will not survive. It needs that resilience, that challenge to push through, to build strength, to build endurance, to get those lungs and muscles developed, to overcome, thrive. We need some difficult things in our life. So I tell coaches, hey, cultivate adversity in practice.
Yeah.
Cultivate challenges throughout your day. So when it comes time to perform, it's like, ha, dude, I've been through something so hard. I can get through this.
Exactly.
So that's why I take a cold shower every day.
Love it.
T-Money, do I want to take a cold shower?
No.
No, but I act different than how I feel. I'm building this mental skill. I can do difficult things. Mm. I can get through this. I can persevere. So train that skill. Do it every day. The last one, I love this one, is how do you cultivate trust for something that you haven't seen yet? Well, go to the Mind Gym and see it first. Go to the Mind Gym and visualize a result, an outcome that you want. Even though you don't have it now. You see it, you visualize it, and we know that the brain cannot tell the difference between a real and imagined event. Everything happens twice, first in our mind, then in real life. Right, T-Money?
Yeah.
So if you can do these mental drills of planting these memories, these ideas, these concepts into your subconscious brain, even though it hasn't happened yet, when you're in that moment, you're going to say, hey, your body's like, oh, I've seen this. I know what to do. You are dressed rehearsing. Michael Phelps used to visualize, and he would visualize his goggles getting fogged up. He'd visualize his cap not working. He had to get a new cap. So he would dress, rehearse adversity, and he would walk through in his mind. When it came time in the moment, he wasn't afraid. He didn't panic. He knew what to do in the moment because he dressed, rehearsed his response. He saw greatness. He saw that response. He saw that, hey, I've been here before mentally, emotionally. I know what to do.
Yeah.
So of those three, first one, say-do ratio. Number two, do something difficult every day. Number three, visualize these things that you want. Even though you don't have them now, you can visualize and dress for greatness now. Which of those three do you think you like the most?
I love the visualizing. I think that's huge. I mean, that was kind of something I've started doing lately, is visualizing the adversity is a huge thing. That isn't something I thought about. I'm like, this is what I want to happen. But you got to visualize when something goes wrong, how are you going to respond? Like you said, it happens in your mind, then it happens in real life. Like, it's huge to be able to see that and be like, something happens. Okay, I've been here before. I know what to do. So I think that's huge.
That's it. Well, team, you know what to do. Hey, here's your mental, emotional, mindset, toolkit, homework. Say-do ratio. Do something hard. Visualize yourself having success, but visualize overcoming adversity. If you can do those three things consistently, you can elevate that mental trust muscle. Team, if you like this episode, share it with a friend, like, review. Let's get the word out. Follow Team Money on that IG.
Let's go.
Make sure you're following your boy on that Instagram, at Colin Henderson. And you know what to do, fam. The body has limits.
But the mind is limitless.